Welcome to the last What's New in Microsoft 365 and Teams for 2021. We're going to be covering from the 20th of November right up until the 31st of December. I'm Mark Thompson from supersimple365.com, and these are the topics we're going to be covering today. Forms, Office Mobile, OneDrive, Outlook, Planner, SharePoint, Stream, and then a handful of updates for Microsoft Teams. As always, if you're listening on YouTube, I'd ask you to give the thumbs up and maybe subscribe. It just really helps with YouTube. At the bottom there, you can see four icons. The circle with the tick just tells you that that feature is available now. The clock with the Zs tells you that a feature has been delayed by Microsoft for whatever reason. That small icon with the byte out of it, it just shows you that you have a bite-sized update, so just a small snippet of an update. And the telescope just shows that it's something either in the distance or something I don't know a lot about, but I just want to give you the heads up, and it's one, we call it the ones to watch. So there you go, there's four icons. At a glance, it just gives you an idea of what an update is. Okay, so we're going to get straight into forms. The first one is Forms Collections. This is available now. If you're a regular Forms user, you will like this. It just means that you can manage your forms. You can see here at the bottom, if I just zoom into this for you a little bit, you can see that we've got a quiz here or a poll or whatever it is. You can see here that we can click on the three little dots saying we're going to move it to a collection, and we can move it to a collection that we've created. And it just means that if you've got lots and lots of forms and you have different types, maybe some are for training, some are for testing, some are for demos, then you've just got a way of organizing those. It applies to web and mobile, and it is available now. Okay, so into OneDrive. The OneDrive and SharePoint library drop down menu. So this is going to make it a little bit easier for you to switch between multiple libraries that you have. In OneDrive, it will take you to the default document library that you're looking at. In SharePoint, it will allow you to choose different document libraries. You can see down the screen. Let me just zoom in on that for you, actually. You can see there that you've got a drop-down, and you can choose the library that you go to. And where applicable, you'll still see a full list of document libraries. And this is due mid-January up to early February. So here's one in OneDrive that's already available. You can tell that from the icon here. So this is OneDrive and SharePoint, and I checked this earlier today and it is available for me now. It is markup. So let us just zoom in on this as well. So you can see here, so look at the top of the screen there. You see that we've got crop, adjustment, filter, markup. So I've talked about those first three previously, and this new one is markup. You see on the left-hand side there, I've chosen a pen. I've done some highlighting. I can browse with write on here. And it's just some nice features there for you to mark up an image, or write on an image and make notes on if you want to. Now, if you've got a touchscreen device with a pen, I guess this is going to be super useful for you. The new command bar is delayed a little bit. It's now due by mid-January. So you can see that we've got a command bar there, the old one at the top. That's got the icon and it's got the details of what it is. The new version down here, you can see it's just simplified and it just loses some of the descriptions. If you hover up there, it tells you what they are still though. The OneDrive and SharePoint, the improved move copy user experience, now not due until February. Now I'm looking forward to this. I'm pretty comfortable with OneDrive and SharePoint and moving files, but I still find a little bit of weirdness when I'm moving a file and I get to the destination and I see the place I want to put it and I can see it, and I think, if I move it now, do I move it to that because I can see it, or do I just move it to the same location as that thing, or do I need to double click into the thing first and then click move? I know it sounds really silly, but I always struggle with that little thing. I always have to just double check what I've done. So I'm looking forward to this new experience, which is meant to be more dialogue based, and hopefully will help make it a little bit easier for people. Okay, so now we're on to Outlook. Not a lot this week for Outlook. We can see we've got a delayed release here. Outlook for Office, suggested replies. So it's going to give you a set of suggested replies to an email, but that is pushed back. So you can see that it's due early December to January. So that's going to be any time now for most of us. And we're going to move on to Planner. Again, not a lot here. Rich text and images in Planner task notes. I feel like I've been talking about this for ages. And it's just the ability to have a rich text, so you can use bold and italics and add images into the notes. I'm looking forward to it. I use Planner almost every day, but that's going to get pushed back until mid-February to late March. Next up, we have SharePoint. First one is Quick Create and Rules for SharePoint Document Libraries. So it's the data visualization and task automation capabilities to document libraries, and these break down to Power BI Quick Create, so create a new report using that library's data. Quick Chart Parts for Document Library, so you can add simple basic charts to your page. And then Notification Rules, so you can automate tasks such as sending someone a notification when the file is created. If we just zoom in on what we've got over here, you can see this is just the chart item. There's three items bundled into this update. This is due early to late January this year. Next up is updates to the SharePoint Edit text toolbar. So this gives you access to the simple editing tools right from one button. So if you think about when you're editing a page, when you want to edit your text or apply formatting to it, then the controls that you want to appear on the right hand side, now they're all going to appear on the same bar. It might be that because if your screens are a little bit smaller, then you get the drop down here, but you can see at least they're all in the same place, strike through, hyperlink, all this other stuff. So it's just going to be a little bit easier and faster if you are editing a toolbar. So available between now and late January. Now I saw that before I broke up at Christmas. So if you have a look when you're editing a SharePoint page, then you've probably got that already. Next up, we've got the Microsoft Editor Spell Check and Grammar in SharePoint Pages. So this is coming to your regular pages and your news pages, and it just means that your proofreading is from SharePoint and from Microsoft rather than whatever you normally use in your browser. Let me just go back a page actually. You can see here on the right side that we have got, I'm going to squeeze both of those in, look. So at the top there, we've got the grammar check, and below we have got a spell check. Now, if you've got a colored screen, then it becomes monochrome. So it's just a little bit easier to pick out what it's doing if you've got strong colors on your pages. Now, this is due mid to late January 2022, and I'm quite looking forward to that. I do a lot of pages, and I think that's going to be good. Some quick things for SharePoint now, retirement, the ability to display a workbook using Gallery View. That is going over the next couple of weeks or so. If that actually means anything to you, if that is something you want to know about, hop over to the blog and you'll be able to see more information about that. Private drafts for SharePoint pages and news. So it might be that I want to keep a draft private. I don't want the other editors to see it. Or maybe I want to just have one or two people collaborating with me on a page, then this is going to be great for that. Being pushed back a little bit to late February to mid-March, that's quite a delay, isn't it? That should have been here by now. People are already chasing me for that at one of Inform's clients, already asking about it and following up, because I've talked to them about it quite some time ago. But that's pushed out quite a bit. I'm surprised that's all the way out to mid-March now. Conversation search in office.com and SharePoint. So this looks really nice. So this is when you are on office.com or on SharePoint and you do a search, you're going to be able to see the conversations that you've had in Teams and in Outlook in your emails. So that's been pushed back a little bit, so should be anytime in the next couple of weeks, but up into February as well. The new Microsoft 365 lists entry point in SharePoint, so the ability to get into your lists from SharePoint, that has been put on hold by Microsoft. I don't know why. They listen to feedback when they've got a new feature, and for whatever reason they've put this on hold. They haven't said that they've cancelled it altogether, so you might see me coming back to this one. Okay, so Microsoft Stream, a quick bite-sized one, sharing links that block downloads for most videos. So that is true anytime now, but might be as long as the 8th, but maybe as late as the end of January. This is just the ability for you to make sure that people can't download your videos that you're sharing on stream. So just a small change, but I think it would be quite useful. Stream on SharePoint, viewership retention. This just allows you to see when people are watching your videos, How long do they watch for? Do they watch all the way through? Now, maybe you're doing training or you're doing comms. And if you find that actually after 10 minutes, you're losing a lot of people, then it'd be great information for you to know at what point you should start wrapping up your videos or what the ideal time is for your audience in your organization. Now we are onto Teams. So we've got quite a few things here. So the improved management of guest accounts. So let's have a closer look at what we've got going on here. So you can see here that we've got other accounts. You can see that I've had to just mark out some of that client's details. But here we can turn off notifications. We can switch to it. We can hide it if we want to. We can leave that organization. You see on the screen there the ability to decline a pending request, initiate leaving an organization, and manage the list of orgs that you have got. Due early December to late December, so you should have that by now. You can see that when I was running in preview mode, I had it on my tenant there. But go and have a look at that and see whether you have got that. So just the improved ability to manage your guest accounts. Pinning your own video in Teams meetings. So I was struggling with why you would do this, but when I read into it, one of the suggested uses would be when you're signing. So just to make sure that when you are signing, to make sure that that's within your screen and it's nice and clear. So I think that's a really good use case. Or maybe when you're demonstrating something next to you, you can see how that's looking and whether your gestures match what's behind you. So actually this does look quite useful. So it's the ability to pin your own view. You can increase the size of it. You just see in here that you see here that we've pinned and at the moment it's pinned, but then you've got the ability to unpin it and you can spotlight it if you want to. So the actual pinning part of it is just for your own view. That doesn't pin it for everyone else. And that is due anytime now up until early February. Almost the opposite of that is the ability to hide your own video feed in Teams meetings. So this is all about the overhead of a Teams meeting. So we get a lot of Teams meetings. Some people just find all the video feeds, the chat, looking at what the person's doing, and then worrying about their own appearance and everything else. They just find that there's just too much going on, and people get a lot of fatigue and get tired of the meetings, and it's just that constant overhead. So this allows you to hide your own video feed. So let's just see where we do that here. As you can see, we have the three little dots there, and we are saying that we want to hide for me. The other location that you can do it is in the roster, so you find your name and you can do it there. Now, this indicator, this shows you, because what you don't want to do is forget that you've got your video on and then you relax maybe and you do whatever you don't want people to see you doing on video. But you see this little icon here, got a little pointer out and a tiny sliver of the video. That indicates to me that I've got my video on. So hopefully you won't get caught out by that. Due anytime now, but might be sometime in early February. And that's the desktop clients for Windows and Mac. So just some bite-sized updates. The ability to unmirror your video in Teams meetings. That's due sometime this month, but into late February as well. So this is just, you know that weirdness when you've, say, got a virtual background and it's got your company's logo and it's the wrong way around? Or when you're using your hand and you're pointing towards something and if you're gonna go in the wrong way to what you think you're doing, to what you're seeing on the screen, it just allows you to unmirror that. You see on the screen there that in the settings, you can turn off mirror my video. So by default it's on, which is the experience you have now will be the default, but you're gonna have that the ability to turn that off. Next up is the ability to switch between video cameras in Microsoft Teams rooms on Windows. That was due in December, so I haven't been near the office for a while. So I can't tell you whether that's actually arrived or not, and I haven't checked with anyone. If you do have access to a Teams room and use it, you might see that feature has appeared. Automatical detection of music during Teams meetings. This is due late January to mid February. Now it might be that you're in a coffee shop and actually you don't want that music passed across. Or it might be that, I don't know, maybe, how would you use this? Maybe outside of work, maybe having a remote music lesson, maybe COVID's kicked off again and you're having one of your music lessons. And you do want the music to come across in high fidelity. So you're gonna get this banner come up and it'll give you the choice. Do you want to pass the music or would you rather it kept blocking it out? And related to that is the ability to proactively turn on music mode for meetings, and that's during mid-January to late February as well. And you can see here that we can turn it on, so it uses more bandwidth, and you get the option there to turn off your echo cancellation as well. So that is due in February. A couple of items there just for managing your sound. Another late one is transcripts in one-to-one. So this is one-to-one call. Say that you and I just have a one-to-one call in Teams, but you know what? I don't want to make written notes. I just want to record it and then have a transcript. So I'm going to get that later this month. Press to unmute during Teams meetings. I'm really looking forward to this. This is the ability to press Control and Spacebar and hold it down, and then you are unmuted and you speak and you release the keys and you're back on mute again. Picture yourself in a meeting and they say, "Hey Mark, what do you think about that?" So I need to grab my mouse. I need to work out where my mouse pointer is. Maybe I've got that echo pointer on to help me. And then I need to get to the unmute button. And it just takes that few seconds. I find this a lot when people are coming into a training session or a presentation and I'm just checking in with them. It sometimes takes them a few seconds just to find their mouse and to do that. But the ability to press Control and Spacebar, I think, is going to be super useful due anytime this month. The pairing of naming conventions between Teams channels and corresponding SharePoint folders. So that's been pushed back a little bit to February and maybe as late as April. Look how long that is. So when I first talked about this, it went down really well. So this is when you go into Teams and when you change the name of a channel, what about the SharePoint folder behind the scenes? Because you know that when you create Teams and you get the SharePoint area, and when you create a new channel, that's just a folder in the library, right? So what happens to that when you change the name of the channel? You want that to change as well, just to make it a little bit easier for your users to know how they connect. So that is going to be coming along, but might be as late as April for some reason. Teams meetings background video effects for the web version of Teams. Now, I still know people who, for whatever reason, they have to still use Teams on the web, and they're going to get the background video effects, but it's going to be delayed just a little bit to mid-January. Super, super popular feature coming, and that is the co-organizer meeting role. This is the ability to assign up to 10 people as meeting co-organizers to help you with a meeting. So I've got a colleague who was helping somebody with a whole load of meetings that they're running, but this particular one, the person that she was helping, they were presenting when there was a problem with a meeting. Now, the presenter had set the meeting up, and my colleague couldn't do anything about the problem that existed. If this feature was here, then she could have been made a co-organizer, and she could have handled it. But look out for that, folks. I think that's going to be a really, really popular feature, and it is coming sometime between now and mid-February. So what have we got here across Microsoft 365? I just use this just for a bit of a catch-all. So a new video icon coming to the Office app on mobile. So you know that they've been developing the feature set for Office on mobile for some time, and the ability to look at video is the latest one. Now you're going to get the ability to create video as well. You see this new icon, this new video icon that is coming. It allows you to record 90 seconds worth of video, and then you can see some of the features on here. Let me just zoom in here so you have a quick look at this while I'm talking. It just gives you the ability to do some editing. You can see there that it's, you can make changes. You can trim it if you need to, and then you can share it. Now this is for enterprise or company or organization users who've got OneDrive business accounts, and that is due sometime between now and mid-February 2022. Okay, that brings us to the end of the session, and I'm kind of glad that it has, because my throat is actually really sore. Shorter than I expected, but when I think back at the beginning of the period that we're covering, it was a little bit quiet. Then they got super busy, as I guess they were trying to get things done. Did I say they, talking about Microsoft? They got super busy as they were maybe getting packed up for Christmas, and then it was quiet. So even though we're covering 5 or 6 weeks, is a little bit shorter than I expected. But, you know, so different ways you can keep up, folks. If you're a Facebook person, Twitter person, if you like YouTube, if you like LinkedIn, you can look me up using Super Simple 365. Check out your podcast player if you like to listen to podcasts. Always go over to the blog. Now, if you want to be notified when one of these updates is available, sign up for the newsletter over on the blog. So Super Simple 365, go to the top right-hand corner. And I'll drop you a note whenever this is available with links to the video, to the podcast, to the blog. So it's quite useful that way. Just a quick reminder to subscribe and like you on whatever platform you're on. And folks, I'll see you in a couple of weeks.